an update on the investigation into the deaths of five members of a Yukon family. Attorney General Gentner Drummond signs on to a legal brief concerning tech companies and civil lawsuits, and what a national study says about how well state health care systems work for residents of various racial and ethnic groups. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 23, 2024. I'm Jim Johnson. Oklahoma City police have released a report on the five people who were found dead inside a southwest Oklahoma City home. Police were called to a house near Check Hall Road and Southwest 29th at around 9:30 in the morning, Monday morning. In a news release this morning, police said that all five had been shot to death. Investigators believe the deceased suspect, Jonathan Candy, shot and killed his wife and three children before turning the gun on himself. Police say a fourth child was in the home but was unharmed and released to family members. Authorities say it's not clear what caused Candy to murder his wife and children. Anyone with information about the case is asked to call the Oklahoma City Police Department's homicide tip line. That number is 405-297-1200. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond has signed on to a legal brief questioning a federal statute that shields tech companies from civil lawsuits. OPMX's Grayson Wheeler reports.
Lower courts have dismissed cases that say online platforms should be held accountable for allegedly facilitating crimes like human trafficking and sexual abuse. One of those cases is John Doe versus Snap Inc., in which a 15-year-old plaintiff says the messaging app Snapchat enabled his teacher to groom him into an abusive sexual relationship. This week, several states, including Oklahoma, filed a brief asking the U.S. Supreme Court to consider the case. They say existing statute, quote, allows online platforms to inflict wide-scale misery and escape liability for it. Drummond joins attorneys general from 21 other states and the District of Columbia in support of the plaintiff. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
And a national study from the Commonwealth Fund asked the question of how well the state healthcare systems are working for people from different racial and ethnic groups. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports that compared to other states, Oklahoma's healthcare systems are performing poorly among people from all backgrounds.
Oklahomans scored close to last in a racial health equity report assessing healthcare access, outcomes, and quality by state. White Oklahomans had the best outcomes in the state, and Hispanic Oklahomans had the worst. But across the board, health research and policy nonprofit the Commonwealth Fund found Oklahomans experience well below average healthcare access, outcomes, and quality. The state's only positive outlier compared to the performance of other states was among American Indian and Alaska Native populations. They ranked fourth in healthcare access and outcomes out of the 10 states with a large enough population to measure. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find out more details on the study on our website, kgou.org. Thanks for making KGOU your on-demand and NPR news source.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause. And rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.